Hi, I'm Doug Tribou. What do your mornings sound like? We're beginning a new series called Mornings in Michigan, featuring the sounds of morning rituals of people and places across our state. Today, we visit a beloved Michigan institution. Greenfield Village at the Henry Ford is made up of 83 historic buildings brought to the museum in Dearborn and restored to reflect 300 years of American history. General Manager Ryan Spencer gave us a tour before the gates opened. We began at the childhood home of Harvey Firestone, who later founded the famous tire company. The farm depicts life in the 1880s. On the way to the kitchen, Spencer walked us through the Firestone family's barn.
Firestone Farm is about 7.5-8 acres here, so we kind of do on a much smaller scale what they would have done. So this barn was built around 1830, and right now you can hear our geese and our sheep. This time of day, anyone making noise or walking through here is a sign that maybe food's coming, so they get pretty excited. Hello.
Morning. How are you all doing?
And so every Thursday, our coal-burning stove here at Firestone Farm gets disassembled, all the ash taken out, soot scrubbed off of the burners, and everything is blacked.
My name is Jessica Anspaugh. I am house lead here at Firestone Farm. It usually takes about an hour to get it fully heated up, ready to cook something.
Hi, I'm Blakely Clay McBee. Every single day, just like you would if you lived in this house, you have to feed your family, you have to get the water going, you have to start the fire.
I'm Ken Kennedy. I'm the lead mechanic at the Antique Vehicle Garage. We maintain the cars and trucks that are used in the village, checked oil, water, then we get them out and get them ready for the drivers in the morning so they're ready to go. The cars that people get rides in are Model Ts. The oldest one we have is an original 1914 Model T. We have the 1916 up to a 1927. To start one up, you have a timing lever that controls the timing on the car. We retard the spark on the timing, give it a little bit of throttle, pull the choke out a little bit, hit the starter button, then release the choke, bring the timing down. She's ready to go.
Morning. My name is Joshua Wojcik. I'm the studio supervisor here at the Greenfield Village Glass Plant. When we arrive in the morning, the first thing we will do is light the reheating furnaces. The reheating furnace is used throughout the glass blowing process to maintain the proper temperature so we can manipulate the glass. The temperature we keep it at, it is about 2300 degrees Fahrenheit. We mix all of our own colors on site, which is a process of adding metal oxides to the glass mixture and then heating it in the furnace. We switch colors quite often. We currently just switched out a ruby red glass that was made for Christmas ornaments. About an hour and a half is our prep time each day before the public comes and sees us working.
Hi, my name is Michael Humanick. I'm a presenter here at Armington and Sims Machine Shop. Talk about the building, the history, the machines, what they made in the past. When we sound the whistle in the morning at 9:30, that starts the day for everybody. Much like the machine shops in the late 1800s, people who were out working in the fields, they didn't have wristwatches. They counted on the factory whistle to let them know what time it was throughout the day. Here we go. It's 9:30, so go ahead and pull the whistle. Pull it hard. You just sent everybody to work, so congratulations.
And that's a typical morning at Greenfield Village at the Henry Ford in Dearborn. This month, the village is open Fridays through Sundays. Our story was produced by Lauren Talley. We had help from April Van Buren. Now we want to hear from you. Share the sights and sounds of your mornings in Michigan. Find out how at michiganradio.org/mornings. While you're there, you can see photos of Greenfield Village and share today's episode. Next week, we'll go behind the scenes at the Big House in Ann Arbor to hear the morning preparations that begin hours before a University of Michigan football game.